This is Over Coffee. You may have heard the name Musique. They are Pasadena's counter-conventional orchestra, and they do just about everything you would not expect an orchestra to do, have a lot of fun with it, and so does the audience. Past performances have included at the Rose Palace venue and one of the nation's largest printing presses, and their programs have put together artists nobody really expects to match up and made them work. Freddie Mercury and Paganini are one example of that. They are now at it again with their fall 2013 program called their Uncorked series, currently in full swing, with a concert/presentation coming up next Monday that is a look at jazz women. Joining me on the phone right now, Brian Colburn, Executive Director of Musique. Brian, welcome.
Thank you.
Brian, for anybody who didn't hear our earlier conversation, how would you describe what Musique does with your Uncorked series?
With our Uncorked series, we try to put orchestra and live music events in completely unexpected places and with a mix of totally unexpected genres in terms of what we put together so that we give people a kind of wild, smart, fun, new take on the orchestra event.
And you're doing that next Monday. Tell me, please, about Monday night's girl/band program.
So Girl Band is a different, a little bit of a departure for Uncorked, the Uncorked series. Typically in the Uncorked series, we do mingling and wine and fun from 6:30 to 7:30, and then there's about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes of music. As I think you mentioned in your introduction, the last event was at Rose Palace where they construct the Rose Parade floats. And we had a performance of the Beatles with a string quartet and a gospel choir and a rock band, and it was just really terrific. And for this event, we are taking a look at jazz, this event coming up on Monday, Girl Band, and we're looking at jazz and women in jazz, and we're doing it on the factory floor, literally, of the Avon Distribution Center in East Pasadena. And it's a remarkable setting for an event. And the event itself is going to have something new for us, which is a film screening. So we're going to be screening this tremendous, just very moving film called Girls in the Band, which traces the history of women in the 20th century and how they had to fight, literally, to get into jazz bands, to be thought of as instrumentalists. I think for a lot of the 20th century, as jazz was forming, people didn't think that women had the chops to play brass. And this film is about how women, some really brilliant jazz women, kind of fought against that and blazed their own trail. And really, American music is better for it. And so we're going to be screening that film. And followed by that screening, there's going to be a live performance of some of the women featured in the film with Ann Patterson and her all-star sextet of Maiden Voyage, which is a tremendous women's jazz combo.
This is going to be a great night. How did you come to choose the Avon Distribution Center warehouse as your venue for this one?
Well, it's part of what we do in choosing different kinds of venues. You know, we don't perform in concert halls. And the reason for that is to just get out and get connected to the community. The Avon Distribution Center, first, Avon is the company for women, and Avon has a long history of empowering women through creating ways for women to become independent in their own businesses, to get involved in business leadership and in community. And so that's kind of been at the heart of Avon from the very beginning of their existence. And so we just thought it was a great pairing from that standpoint of just looking at women's issues and women's empowerment through jazz and through Avon. And it also represented for us a way to get into a very interesting, constructive environment. So screening a film on like a factory floor is a different kind of experience for people. And we feel like that's going to be something that's going to give people a whole new perspective of how they're looking at the film and the themes in the film. And then the other thing it does is Avon represents a whole family of distributors and resellers, and their whole corporate structure is an audience we haven't reached out to before. So it's a way to reach a new audience, to build community, to think differently about the art. And then on the simplest level, it's just fun. The idea of going into a factory setting for a film screening, a jazz concert, is just a fun thing to do. The building itself is a big white and gray kind of monolithic presence that I think an Avon is an iconic name, and I think the community is very curious about it. And so for our audiences, it represents a chance to kind of get inside the workings of it and see what's in there.
It'll be an interesting contrast. You'll have a stern-looking monolith building, a factory, that gives women an opportunity, inside of which is something unusual and creative happening. I really think that's a fun pairing.
We're going to have a great time.
Tell me a little bit, would you, about the women, the girls in the band documentary. What's one of your favorite stories from this one of the women's experiences?
Well, I went to see the film at, when we started considering this event almost a year ago, I went to see the film and at a screening locally here and was struck by the power of it, and generally that these are women who had this sort of voice that they wanted to have expressed through jazz, and women who wanted to be jazz players, and it was for them, it's their art. It's a matter of life and death. So what struck me is sort of in the kind of early parts of the film, they talk about how they thought, because, you know, women are soft, that they, you know, women make good vocalists, or maybe women could play the piano, but brass is kind of for men. And they had a lot of examples of that in the film, or they do have a lot of examples of that in the film. And I just love that notion, because I think it not only is powerful within music, but I think it just stands in for a lot of the history of the 20th century about women really having to fight to have their voice heard, and doing so beautifully, doing so through art in a way that's just moving and transformative. And so then I also like, you know, the notion of there's some women that are interviewed in the film, and you see them, you know, when they were playing in their younger days, and then you see, you know, maybe 50 years ago, and then you see them today, and it's just moving to think of these women's story in their own personal life over the last 50 or so years, and then their story through music. So I just think it's a very moving film, and so it's different for Musique to screen a film like this, but we, and then have the music after it, as opposed to just straight musical performance. But we just thought that the film says so much that it was important to show.
When we come back, I'd love to hear some more about the musicians you have. You and I are listening to Brian Colburn, Executive Director of Musique. This is Over Coffee, Dot Cannon with you, and we'll be right back in just a moment here on LanserRadio.org.